Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Derby Matchbook. Pre-match.
I've loved every second of it. They've been great, both home and away. But of course, the performance at Anfield last season was really special because Everton were in a good run of form. You know, they were building and developing well under Roberto, and obviously came to Anfield, you know, with maybe an eye of winning. And we were exceptional in the game. Every aspect of our game, our performance, our counter-attack and our finishing was fantastic. So as I said, it'll be a tough game. It's a brilliant game for the supporters. I think that's the whole build-up to it. Of course, we were focusing on the game, the Middlesbrough game, and now when we come out of that, the real attention is on this game. And as I said, it's a real special game between two great football clubs.
From our point of view, I think we're ready now to go anywhere in this league and be ourselves. And I think that's something that last season we start showing with our visit to the Emirates and Old Trafford. And I do feel now that the team is ready to go to the Derby and use the unique situation with the 27th of September being the date, which, funny enough, is the last time that Everton beat Liverpool at Anfield. So it's a bit of a spooky date, and it was a bit spooky getting beat by Crystal Palace 3-2, so I'm quite happy to carry on down that route.
It's a chance for both Liverpool and Everton to put a disappointing start to the season behind them. History would say it's Liverpool who have the upper hand. It's exactly 15 years to the day since Kevin Campbell's heroics at the Anfield Road end. Both teams have leaked goals at a worrying rate this campaign, perhaps more surprising for an Everton side which was so solid last season. So red and blue both see this as a moment to show their true colours. Well, Liverpool, whose last outing in the league was a disappointing defeat at West Ham, make two changes from that game. Lucas and Barini both out of the equation. In come Adam Lallana, who continues his improvement with more match fitness, and Lazar Markovic as well, who's yet to show quite how good he can be. Simon Mignolet in goal, Javier Manquillo at right back, Dejan Lovren, Martin Skrtel the centre-halves, Alberto Moreno on the left side of the defence, Steven Gerrard in the holding midfield role. A few teams have caused him problems in that position. Henderson and Lallana either side of him. Sterling and Markovic on the wings. Markovic starts on the right-hand side. And then it's Mario Balotelli up front. Daniel Sturridge not fit enough to be in the 11 or on the bench today. The subs, Brad Jones, Jose Enrique, Colo Touré, Ricky Lambert, Philip Coutinho, Lucas and Suso. And for Everton this afternoon, surprising lineup perhaps. Howard in goal, Hibbert in at right back, Stones and Jagielka the centre-halves, Baines on the left side of the defence, a three-man midfield in James McCarthy, Gareth Barry and Mo Bezic. And then up front is Kevin Morales and Stephen Naismith supporting Romelu Lukaku. Liverpool lost the toss and shoot to the cop in the first half of the game, and it took minus 1 second to get the first little tasty chip of a tackle in there. John Aldridge.
I just seen Sharpie's face when Bessage went flying into Sterling there.
Bessage, Sharpie a little bit worried he might come a cropper with a card or two.
The game.
Lallana comes down the right-hand side. He's probably never played in a derby like this before. And the ball goes out for a throw-in for Liverpool. Cop end, Javier Manquillo to take. They're looking for the quick start in the game. Lallana gets to the edge of the box. Oh, late challenge by Gareth Barry on it.
He's just done him a bit of trickery. I don't think that's a booking so early on. It's just good play by Lallana, wasn't it? Upended by Gareth Barry, a little bit late, but I think it was a genuine tackle to get the ball.
Just a slow lunge with the leg, Sharpie.
Well, is it? I think Everton are complaining. They thought the throw-in should have went their way, you know, but it's just too quick for him, as John says. He's ready, he's committed to tackle. Listen, on any other Saturday, that's a yellow card.
Yeah, I think it was late, wasn't it?
You're looking at it, you know, and we talked about it midweek. Done a function midweek, and I talked about referees showing. But it's a yellow card, he's giving it to him. I thought he's shown a little bit of common sense, but he's had a think of that, and that's a yellow card.
Martin Atkinson's in charge.
Good play by Lallana, I have to say, really good play. Balotelli's on it, but I think Sharpie's right there looking the second time. It was Well, it's pretty late by Gareth Barry. It's fortunate there. The referee obviously doesn't want to put himself under pressure here by starting to show cards, and they agree with that because he don't want any sending offs.
Mario Balotelli's got a firm hold of the ball. I wonder whether Steven Gerrard would be a better option here, but Balotelli seems to be steering everyone away from it. Some of you might have caught a clip of him scoring with a free kick in training on YouTube this week. Looked pretty impressive. Can he now recreate that during the real thing here at Anfield? Martin Atkinson walks the blue wall back. They've taken a few liberties with 3 or 4 yards forward. Now the goal just opens up a little bit more slightly.
This is a great opportunity.
It looks a lot better now than it did before. But yeah,
the line's
good situation
drawn.
Liverpool.
Martin Atkinson prepared to let Mario Balotelli continue now.
Balotelli's going to have this, I think.
A blue wall broken slightly by Martin Skrtel and Markovic. Balotelli delicately walks up, hits the wall with his free kick. Never got the height to get over the top of the blue wall. And it comes back to Gerrard on the right. Quickly distributes to Lallana. Into the box for Markovic. He's missed it. Tackle by McCarthy was vital at that point in time. And it's come out to Sterling and Liverpool in the first 2 minutes, starting with a real flair about themselves. Sterling on the left edge of the penalty area, tackled off possession. Everton knock it long, and then it's returned towards the keeper, Simon Mignolet.
Poor free kick today from Liverpool, really was. Liverpool show, you know, early signs.
Barry plays a ball over to the right touchline, which Lukaku keeps in play. He'll run towards Moreno. He bustles past him into the area. Went to ground. Shaky decision time for the referee, but he wasn't willing to commit to a penalty, although Sharpie felt there was something in it.
Well, there was something in it.
Soft challenge, but don't know. Shoot the second time.
Lukaku again on that left-hand side, just coming in.
Everything shows some good composure, Sharpie, after the missed a couple of minutes, haven't
he? Lovely back heel by Bezic, flair player. On by McCarthy. Now Naismith sends it forward for Baines to run into the box, but Skrtel just about grabs possession of it. And those Everton fans go ballistic behind the goal. They see their team just standing solid in the opening couple of minutes and now maybe gaining some momentum.
Yeah, it's a good response from Everton. Just be interested to see if they get a rerun of the penalty incident. As I said, Lukaku does his best work when he's out on that left-hand side, cuts inside on his favoured left foot. Just having a little run again. It comes inside Moreno. So coming together, gets his hand across him. Let's have a pull. It's a penalty. He's pulling his arm. It's a penalty.
And now Raheem Sterling looking for the cutting ball that will undo the Everton defence. Stopped by Hibbert, then Barry plays it forward. Beaten off the ball is Bessage. Liverpool come with Markovic to the edge of the area. Jagielka gets a timely tackle, but so does Henderson. Throwing it back 25 yards from goal. Jordan Henderson helped now arrives from Moreno. His shot hits the hand of a blue shirt. And then a second one hits Barry. Two penalties now, so neither are given. First one against Tony Hibbert.
100%.
And the second one against Gareth Barry. Yeah. And Everton are very lucky boys at this moment in time. Corner kick given instead.
If Evans was maybe a penalty, that was 100%. He's only took place after that ball. But look, the game goes on and now it's caught it. Let's have a look. He's doing his arms up in the air, you know. He's
doing that, if you do that and put your arms up in the air, it's a penalty.
So the referee's
Balotelli wants the ball of Barry. Barry brings him down. Balotelli won it. Well, this
could be off.
How lenient is he going to be in this game? It's definitely a Liverpool decision. It's a yellow card.
If it's a yellow card, he's off. He's been booked already.
I think he got booked the last one, no?
Yeah, he got booked in the last one.
Lucky. He did.
He's so lucky because he's been robbed by Balotelli. Gareth Barry. He's so lucky.
Well, he knows what he's doing there, doesn't he? He's just nicked his toe end from underneath him, upsets Balotelli's balance. Balotelli could have had a clean run on goal from there, and Barry is living on a tightrope. Myself, like John,
he couldn't get one there, but he's a lucky lad. He really is.
Came from his own, sloppiness. He came out of the ball, thinking he had enough time in the ball. You don't get time in derbies, you should know that.
From a Liverpool point of view, it's great to see Balotelli actually chasing back with vigour and robbing Gareth Barry. He can't put a foot wrong between now and the end of the game, Gareth Barry. No, he really can't.
Well, 35 yards out, free kick for Liverpool. Balotelli, he is going to shoot a goal. Howard stops it, halves it down for a corner. John Aldridge said too far. It was very nearly too much for Tim Howard.
I think he had it covered. It's a good strike. I think Tim had it all the way, pushed it off for a corner.
corner kick. Steven Gerrard takes it, and this match sways back into Liverpool's balance again. Liverpool applying pressure now in the 10th minute of the game. Gerrard corner from the right. Out swinger. Clean header!
Oh, what a save!
Stopped away by Everton.
Oh, he should have scored.
I don't know what
he's
given
Steven Gerrard's corner.
Oh, a
headed goal was to the left side of the goal mouth and just about cleared off the line by Tim Howard.
Yes, a great
Adam Lallana's header.
A great save. I don't know what the referee's given. Is he given a free kick or something?
I don't know, but initially, Lallana's unmarked. Terrible marking from Everton. And he's got a free header. And it's a great save. I think it might be for offside, is it? I don't know, Sharpie. Didn't see nothing there. No.
Henderson looking for Sterling. Knows he can create problems from here. He stopped it dead, left side of the penalty area. Makes some room to put it into the box. Balotelli tries to shoot. It hit the Everton body of John Stones. Comes out. Now Naismith's on the break and he bursts towards the halfway line. Gerrard's on his back. Naismith just about controls
switch it.
Finds Bezic behind him. And they didn't make the forward ball in time.
Good defending by Liverpool there. It was possible break on for Everton. Good play by Sterling on the left hand side, causing problems.
Lukaku peels away past Steven Gerrard, gets up to the Liverpool penalty area. Lukaku is his shot saved high by the keeper Simon Mignolet. It would have dropped underneath the crossbar.
Yeah, decent effort from Lukaku. Favourite position just coming in his favoured left boot. Powers here. Unfortunately, direction's not.
Well, no surprise after 22 and a half minutes that it's goalless, because I got one goal in 10
last
season.
You're not crying, are you?
So let me hand you to Alan Irwin.
It's where the sparks off, Al.
And it will be 3-3 at half-time. Alan Irwin.
Well, I tell you what, if it was a boxing match and you were marking a card, one of the judges, I think you'd have Liverpool ahead. Certainly after the opening 10 minutes, I think they won the early rounds, no doubt about it. So Everton have just calmed things down a little, although Balotelli seeing his shot blocked just a couple of minutes ago. That Lukaku shot from just outside the area, the first that Everton have really had on target so far today. 0-0, and another 21 and a half minutes of this half remaining. Here's Lukaku receiving from the Hibbert throw. Lukaku hemmed in on that touchline far side, gets it into Naismith, corner of the penalty area, just took a little nudge from behind. McCarthy came in with a challenge, but the ball breaks out to Tony Hibbert. He could only find Gerrard. Everton pick up again, right-hand side with Hibbert. Ball into the penalty area, looking for Mraz. Comes off a Liverpool head, Baines is through. Baines with a real chance here, cuts it back, and slice clear from Lovren inside the six-yard box.
Oh, it's a chance. He's just trying to pick out Lukaku on the back post. Good defensive clearance from Lovren's, but it's a chance on the back post. Leighton Baines just getting in there.
Well, it was a chance, and Baines failed to pick out a blue jersey.
Well, you see what he's doing? He's trying to go across the goal.
Yeah.
No other option for him.
There wasn't many there, was there? He's only the one he could really pick out.
Great crossfield ball from Gerrard. For Sterling to take on Hibbert. Sterling outside of the box for Henderson, chance to shoot, does shoot, beaten away by Tim Howard, and he got distance on it and Gerrard couldn't control. Good effort, good save.
Stephen Naismith just a bit sloppy there in midfield. There's a chance for
chance
Everton,
for Everton to
run him, run him.
Kevin Mraz down the left hand side, Naismith and Lukaku towards the penalty area. Mraz taking on Gerrard.
He's
pulled a hamstring just as he went past Gerrard and Henderson came across, and that's a big blow for Everton, because Kevin Mraz looks as though he's picked up a hamstring strain here, and that will be the end of his Merseyside derby.
Yeah, just going after Gerrard. You just thought it was a prime possession just to run it. Steven Gerrard, as he's backing off, he's tried a little step over and his hammies went.
Now Moreno down the left hand side. Moreno taking on Hibbert, putting a good ball in over the head of Balotelli. That was a chance, he just couldn't make a connection
great
with it.
Great play by Moreno, Al. Oh, I thought Balotelli had made it. Is great, picked up a great position. Should have done better, I think.
I think he should have scored, John. I think he misses the header altogether.
Completely missed the header.
Yeah.
Great play by Mourinho. What he's good at.
Are you calling him Mourinho?
Mourinho.
We'll call him Jose soon if you want, John.
Steady.
And there's Barry.
Steady.
And Barry's won it. And play goes on. Everton have got a chance here. McGeady left edge of the penalty area. Into the box. McGeady! Couldn't pick out Naismith.
Another opportunity down this left hand side. Got in there twice and behind Mankilo. Was that a high boot by Barry? I'm not sure. I'd like to see it again.
That's a poor delivery from McGeady.
I think you will see it again in due course, John. Oh, there's a slip by Henderson, which allows Besic to pick up possession.
No.
That's a poor ball from Besic. And then a mistake by Moreira. McCarthy for Gareth Barry. Barry advancing forward. Barry allowed to advance. Naismith bounces for Lukaku, and his shot was tame, really. Took a slight deflection on the way. No problems for Mignolet.
Yeah, tame shot from Lukaku at the end. But again, the way we're playing, I mean, the ball goes wide, and they look to put it in the box. Lukaku's not in there because he's joining up.
Moreno gives it for Lallana, who's 10 yards outside the penalty area. Now Sterling uses Balotelli just on the corner of the box. I think it was probably meant for Moreno. Here's Balotelli jinking one way, then the other. Shot on goal straight at Howard, who just beats it down and holds onto it.
That's all right. He's had a few decent efforts. I think Balotelli's done OK this afternoon, firstly. He's looked fairly dangerous.
Now Gareth Barry. Barry's given it away, straight for Henderson. This is a chance. Sterling's making a run into the penalty area. Sterling, shot saved by Howard.
Save,
I thought initially Sterling wasn't going to reach that pass, but he got there, got the shot in, and Howard did the rest to save Everton.
Well, Everton, again, they're almost enemies, and we capitalised really well. Henderson done well and put Sterling away, and he's forced a save from Tim Howard, who's his mate.
Two minutes to go, John. They haven't got an outlet ball, that's the thing, and they're picking too many passes in midfield. Giving it away. Liverpool hitting us on the break.
Here we go then, into the final minute of the first 45. Lallana's corner again headed away near post by Baines, as far as Sterling.
Lovren's in.
Moreno's high ball towards Lovren, who heads back for Steven Gerrard to keep it in play on this right-hand side as Liverpool attack the Kop goal. His ball into the penalty area for Martin Skrtel, who'd stayed forward from the corner. Skrtel now right edge of the 18-yard box, turns and puts a cross in, and Howard is there again to pluck it safely enough out of the air.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Tim Howard looked solid today for me. I know he had a little bit of stick. That's because he's commanding his area really well, and that was a good take.
Here's Baines. Down the left-hand side, just couldn't find Besic. The ball took a touch off a Liverpool player on the way out to throw in for Everton. 2 minutes of stoppage time played on my watch. Referee Martin Atkins has a look, blows his whistle. Half-time in the 223rd Merseyside derby, and it is goalless at Anfield on Radio City Sport. Liverpool certainly having the better of it. In the opening 10 minutes, they were swarming all over Everton and carved out a couple of opportunities. Barry walking a tightrope, having picked up an early yellow card. Tim Howard has certainly done nothing wrong in terms of his handling today. Everton haven't really threatened Simon Mignolet, bar a few efforts from outside the penalty area, which have been straight at him. Sharpie, sum that first half up from the Everton perspective.
Well, you know, some good spells, but some poor spells as well. They're making their own mistakes, and it's causing Liverpool just come after wave of attack. I think we did okay at times, not really a threat in the box. It's a half where there's been penalty shouts. I think we're lucky that Gareth Barry's still on the pitch. Liverpool the penalty shout, we the penalty shout. From ours, I thought there was a pull on Lukaku. But we need to do more in the final third. You know, Besic has come in neat and tidy. We're guilty of giving the ball away cheaply, and that's been our main problem. They've been hitting back. Liverpool have started really brightly. Liverpool started really sharp, caused us a few problems. We kind of grew into the game and quelled it for a little bit, but still haven't got enough going forward for me. Lukaku's been going on the right. He's up against Moreno. He's got a height advantage. Why not play it to him? Why not look diagonal and use it? He's doing all his best work on the wrong areas for me, Lukaku. So I think, you know, it's been a tough 45 minutes. We're glad to get in at 0-0.
John, I think from the Liverpool viewpoint, they've done a lot right, apart from the final ball.
Final ball. Put it this way, if you have Sturridge on the pitch, Suarez from last year, you're talking, I know it's all like pathetical, but you get the goals, a couple of goals there, you know, even take Suarez out of the equation and you put Sturridge on there, you know, we just haven't got someone to get on the end of some of those balls in the box. And Tim Howard, to be fair to him, done really well for Everton. You know, whatever he's had to save, he saved well, punched them out, he's come and caught things, but we've got into areas wide, the byline, and we're not finding. I know Everton did on two occasions as well, and you've got to find your men. You know, obviously I think Liverpool's had the better of the half. Both teams could have had a penalty. I agree with Sharpie. Gareth Barry probably should have got sent off, he's lucky. But it all goes for an interesting second half. But while Everton keep it in 0-0, they've always got a chance to hit Liverpool on the break.
The Radio City Sport Derby Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
There you go, perfect timing as we get underway for the second half. Martin Atkinson blows his whistle. Bang on cue on Radio City Sport. The 223rd Merseyside Derby is goalless. And your commentary team, myself, Alan Irwin, John Aldridge and Graham Sharp and Steve Hollisaw will take you through to full-time. The big conclusion from the man on my right.
Just from a Liverpool perspective, they've changed. Markovic now is on the left-hand side. And Sterling's swapped.
Yeah. So to be honest, I thought he would have started over there, Markovic. That's where I've seen him play
the majority
of his game.
Left-hand side, yeah.
Goalless it is then. And Liverpool defending the cop goal now in the second half. Bright sunshine at Anfield for this early kick-off. Only game number six of this Premier League season. It's a derby that's come early for two teams who haven't found their feet yet in the Premier League campaign. Here's Lallana taking on Hibbert down that left-hand side, cutting a ball back to the edge of the penalty. A mistake by Besic, and then Balotelli goes over the subsequent challenge. And some half-hearted penalty appeals, I think.
Yeah, I think maybe he was looking for that from here. I didn't see it as close as the referee, but no real complaints from Liverpool players, I don't think.
Here's Moreno down the left-hand side for Sterling. Sterling and McCarthy. Sterling's just kept the ball in play and he's got a corner. Touch off the trip.
That's what Raheem Sterling's all about. Yeah. I think Liverpool's had about eight corners and we took a short quickly.
It's gone short for Henderson. Now Sterling. Sterling clips it into the danger zone and the header at the far post that came in from Lovren, who was climbing
it's
over
chance,
Balotelli.
You know, if Balotelli listened to the shout, if there was a shout, it's a chance. Balotelli's put him off far post and he'd like to think that Lovren shouted, "My ball, get out of the way," basically. And
now Jagielka for Leighton Baines. Besic again. There's nowhere to go, Graham.
No.
Long it goes in the end from Jagielka for Lukaku. Lukaku brings it down. Turns it for Naismith.
Have a hit, space.
Naismith hits one. Oh. And straight at goalkeeper Mignolet.
That's better. At least it's a shot at goal.
Well, most of the shots have gone straight at the goalkeeper from both sides, haven't they? You know, and they've had shots, we haven't found the corners either.
Yeah, first real shot of the second half.
Yeah, well, it was.
And it's come from a direct ball, diagonal ball, get a hold of it.
That's
set
the ball
people
for
up.
Me, that That's can cause it. Liverpool problems. A diagonal ball.
Here's Barry for Everton. Left of the centre circle, and Balotelli's won the ball back fairly, says the referee. Here's Lallana trying to feed. Sterling cut out by Hibbert. His clearance, though, falls for Balotelli. Oh. Balotelli's fouled about 5 yards outside the penalty area. Free kick in a dangerous spot as far as Everton are concerned to defend, and this is a chance for Liverpool.
Yeah, Balotelli, good luck.
It's actually the area where Liverpool scored at Goodison Park last year. Unfortunately, we haven't got the man who done it. So I think after Balotelli's first effort, I was Steve Gerrard said, "Leave this one to me. Let me have a little go." Coutinho was there, but you know, that tells you that the cop wants Stevie G to take it. And
I don't think Leighton Baines touches him, he just dives over.
It's,
he
knows it's, what's it's coming. Apart from the modern day football, and if you look for a little touch, go down, you get the free kick.
Well, there's going to be Balotelli to take, although Gerrard might just have a say in this.
Gerrard's taking this.
Well, the wall looks about 15 yards back. How far is that wall, Graham? Looks a fair distance to me. I think the spray's working wonders in getting Wolves back the full 10 yards, isn't it? It is going to be.
See a pair of yellow boots over that line there, Raf.
Gerrard to take. He scored. Steven Gerrard does it again in a Merseyside derby. What else would you expect from the Liverpool skipper? He lifts it coolly over the wall. Howard was struggling. Perfectly placed. And Steven Gerrard again gives Liverpool the advantage in the Merseyside derby. Liverpool 1, Everton 0, 64 minutes played.
Well, that's the quality that we've been talking about. We've been lacking. Free kick, great Tim Howard done well to get across, and he just pushed it into the corner, and that's a great free kick from Steve. It really is a fantastic free kick from Steve Gerrard. The cop was shouting his name, and he delivered. And yet again, he delivered. Great finish.
The defensive aspect, the wall and Tim Howard there, Graham.
I tell you what, it doesn't go top corner, does it? It goes in, it's got a high iron. Well, looking at that, I think I'd be disappointed with that. Great execution from Gerrard, but if it goes top corner, you see, well, fair enough, but it doesn't. You know, it's a disappointing one to concede, but it'll be interesting to see how Everton react to this. They've got to be more positive going forward.
Here's Lukaku, that was a chance. He didn't connect with his head when he should have.
It's a great chance. Great ball in from Besic at once.
Oh. Now, Liverpool have given it away. Stones is coming forward, but he's ran into Moreno there. And now Everton need to get players back.
Give it him.
Coutinho for Sterling. Sterling taking on Hibbert. He'll think he's got the better of him. He has. He's cut a ball back into the box.
Oh! Balotelli should have scored! Balotelli's missed the sitter!
It should be two, surely.
Oh, he's hit the ball and he should have scored. Great play by Sterling. You're saying it's a corner, but it should have been in the back of the net. Never mind being a corner.
Lovren clears it out to Steven Gerrard. Outside of the boot, switches it forward to the halfway line. Lallana onto Coutinho. Coutinho has ball for Sterling, has a bit much on it, but Sterling will get there wide on the left-hand side of the penalty area. Holds it up, then attacks Hibbert, rolls it back for Coutinho. Great footwork from Coutinho, hits his shot against the player. Another shot comes in from Henderson, which scuffs onto the floor and is caught by Tim Howard.
Good block, a real important block from Everton there. Don't know who got his body in. Look forward.
Well, Eto's just come on, and Lukaku was saying to him, does that mean I switch into the middle? And Eto said, no, I do. Here's Balotelli! Strikes a shot from 25 yards.
Good play.
Just cut across it, 5 yards wide, right of the goal.
Sharpie will come up from an Everton point of view, the way he got into that hole, and he's just chested it, turned and had the smash. Good play from him, but...
Yeah, exactly, John, it's just... But it's a shot of goal. It's just a long ball at times. You can't play all the time, you've got to knock it long.
Jackie Elka scrambles it long for Lukaku. Browning will get this near the corner flag. Holds it up with Moreno in front of him. Takes it onto his left foot. Crosses in far post. Eto's there. Everyone's missed it. And McGeady races over to the far left side to pick it up. Floats across back in. Header away by Liverpool. Might drop for Jackie Elka.
No!
Oh, what a goal!
What a goal!
Yes! An unbelievable finish to the Merseyside derby! Phil Jackie Elka on the half volley.
What a
with
goal.
One of the best derby finishes you're ever likely to see. What a thunderous finish to this game. Deep into stoppage time at the end of this derby fixture. And Phil Jagielka salvages a point for the Blues. Liverpool 1, Everton 1.
What a fantastic strike from Jagielka. But all credit goes to the young kid Browning, who gets a ball down the right-hand side. Puts a great cross in. Liverpool can't clear it. It falls to the far side. McGeady, I tell you what, 9 times out of 10 that's ended up in Rose end of the court, but it's ended up top corner. What a fantastic strike from Phil Jagielka. Wonderful strike.
He's shown Everton forwards how to do it. What that was going to be Everton going to score. A bad mistake or a piece of absolute quality. And
well, that goes down with the best derby finishes, doesn't it?
As soon as he hit it, it was in. It's gone right in the corner. Of the goal. Mignolet had no chance whatsoever, and what a killer for Liverpool fans that is.
Can they go for the winner, John?
It's all over, mate.
The derby's decided by a very late but beautiful strike by Phil Jagielka. Everton never looked in this game, hapless at times. The quality of the football was awful on occasions. Liverpool took the lead in the fixture through the man who's so familiar with scoring in derbies, Steven Gerrard. A fantastic free kick, but then right at the death, all the glory was snatched away from Liverpool by a smasher of a strike from Everton's centre-half and captain. It finishes Liverpool 1, Everton 1. Analysis, Sir Graham Sharp.
Well, I tell you what, you've got to give credit Everton to continue to go. It's a wonder strike that gets him a point. If I'm honest, I'm disappointed. Attacking wise, we didn't want the goalkeeper enough. You know, Mignolet had a quiet afternoon, he had no chance for the goal. But they've got a point out of it, you know, and they'll take that. You know, I don't Liverpool be disappointed conceding so late on, but you know, Everton, Roberto will be positive, but for me, again, they're not right. We've had the injury to Morales, which was a blow to us. Fina not fit, but I still think the front four needs tweaking, and I'm not sure. You know, Lukaku played wide right today. Did some good things, don't get me wrong. I prefer to see him down the middle and maybe be a little bit more direct. I know that's not going to happen, but at times, games, you need to knock it long to change things. At times, if Liverpool knocked it long when they had to Balotelli, and he got a hold of it and they played off him. I just look at it now, and I just think they'll be delighted. They got out of jail there with a point. You know, they got out of jail with a point. Liverpool started the game well. Everton kind of rode it a little bit. You know, John will go back to Balotelli's chance, makes it 2-0, game over. You know, it doesn't go in, but, you know, for an Evertonian, you know, they'll go away happy. But deep down, it wasn't great, but a point's a point.
We just can't keep a clean sheet, can we? You know, not an awful lot on that, as Graham quite rightly said, nothing was happening, and a goal, that's a stunning goal. It's absolutely peach of a goal, you know, you just can't do nothing about that, you know. I don't know what made Jagielka think he could score from them, but he did. He was rising as soon as he hit it. It was right into the top. It was two great goals, you have to say. Great free kick from Stevie G. Great equaliser. I did predict one all, and unfortunately, I was right.
You did.
I don't like saying
you
right. Did. But, you know, I couldn't see Everton getting in that game, even at 1-0, really, to be honest. And Xabi was right. Well, that's what we do as a manager. Throw four players up, throw a few long balls up, and get the bits and get a ball into the box and see what happens. The ball come out. Jagielka shouldn't even be up there. He should have been back. And he smashed it in the top corner.
Well, no surprises who Graham Sharp will pick as his most arranged man of the match. Sharpie?
Jags reminded me.
Well, if you didn't give it to him, you'd be a bit tough on
it. A bit of myself, you know, all those years ago with a ball in the top corner. But no, listen, I thought McCarthy played well for Everton. He kept going and battling. Jags did well at the back. We didn't do enough going forward, so Jags, because of his goal and all round, he was okay. I give most arranged man the match from Everton, Phil Jagielka.
Okay, I've got an idea who John might go for, but you're most arranged man of the match,
Stevie Gerrard. Yeah,
because when they needed to dig deep,
yeah, you know, Steve not wrong in the game, we done Everton right, and you know, Sterling done all right, Lallana done okay, you know. Balotelli done okay defensively. I just could, you know, they didn't really put us under too much pressure, Evan, because Lukaku played wide. He didn't play with the centre forward. Naismith was on stage. Gerrard, it was strange the way Everton played, and you know, as you say, he did it toothless for a long, long time. But hey, that's what happens in football. Sometimes you try something, a bit of bravery from Jagielka, and could have ended up in the top end of the stands, and everyone G's him from Liverpool and all that. And took the ball by the horns and said, "I'll show you how to do it," and smashed it.
Football's not always fair. Sharpie, who deserved to win that game?
Well, nobody, because it was 1-1. Simple as that. You know, you'd have to look.
Was it snatched from Liverpool?
Yeah, of course it was, a last minute goal. You know, but again, Liverpool had the chance, and Balotelli takes that chance, the game's over. You know, so whoever will look at it and look at it, and Roberto's always positive, and he'll look at the positive and he'll say that we defended, we're still in the game at 1-0, you never know. But overall, if you're looking at Everton and looking at that performance, of course you're delighted to come away with a point, but it's not right. You know, there's some things not right. They don't get the ball forward quickly enough for me. They seem to come into the game more when they're chasing the game. So that should be, they should be doing that from the beginning. They shouldn't just wait till they're a goal behind us and decide to, well, we've got to do something, we've got to get back in the game and flood more people forward. I just think at times we over-elaborate on the ball and go sideways at times when we can go forward. You know, he made a few substitutions today. And all credit to young boy Browning. You know, his first taste of the derby. He's involved in the build-up to the goal. So all credit to him. But I still think that we need to improve going forward. You know, it's all right blaming the defence to concede goals. But for me, it's going forward we need to improve as a team.
Final word then. I guess no one kickstarts their season here at Anfield today.
I think Everton might, because that's a little bit like a win. Because going nowhere at the end, you know. You think, ah, oh, we've been beaten again, and all of a sudden, out the blue, you get something like that. So you can see the reaction from the fans, you know, all over the city, that the fans will be buoyant, where Liverpool fans are a bit down, where we've lost it to death. So I think if anyone could kickstart, it'd be Everton. Post-match.
We didn't get what we deserved. I think it was very clear we were much the better side today. And as I said, obviously, when you concede a goal like that so late on, probably... epitomised a wee bit of the luck that went against us today, but certainly very proud of the players. I thought the intensity was getting back up to near where we, where we've been for 18 months. Tactically, I thought we were very good in the game. Any moments to defend, we defend it very well. And as I said, we took the lead. Should have arguably had at least two more, and should have very definitely had a penalty. So so I think for us it was disappointing, but I think the performance, which I'm clearly looking at the moment, was at a much better level than what we've been at.
Very satisfied and proud, because today wasn't just a football game, it was a psychological test. If you want, we had to be strong. I think the, it is fair to say that we've been a little bit soft in a few games in our defensive duties and with our defensive intensity, and today we were fantastic in that respect. Then you're coming into a place that for 15 years we never got a win. We wanted to come and win, but once you get that that free kick that it hits the back of the net, as a group you need to react, and it's a real psychological test in that respect. And I thought we never give up, we kept finding energy, we kept believing in ourselves, and just I think the strike at the end just shows you the DNA of our group. And we didn't play as well as we can. I don't think we were at our best by all means, but to get a positive result out of that personality and that character and that quality and that strike is something that's going to serve us well for the rest of the season.
The Radio City Sport Derby Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.